They are recruiting pretty well. I think the one that is doing best is the text, which is not so surprising.
Yeah. Any guesses about what you're going to see in that trial?
Well, I think the aromatase inhibitor will be superior.
That's AI with an LHRH agonist, of course.
I think it's going to be superior in terms of efficacy. The real question is in terms of side effects and tolerance and compliance. So again, the risk versus benefit is going to be key there.
Is that a strategy that you'll consider in a non-protocol setting, ovarian ablation or suppression plus an AI in the adjuvant setting?
To be honest, I should confess that yes, I have been doing that on rare occasions. It should not be recommended. There are no data. There are no good safety data. But, you know, from time to time for individual patients, you have to take some risks. And I have had two or three very young women with very bad disease, many positive nodes, where I have proposed that instead of the conservative tamoxifen-based therapy.
Do you think more about it in the HER2-positive situation?
Yes. In the HER2-positive situation, I also tend to be more aggressive with the endocrine component, and in young women propose ovarian ablation more systematically. Now, again, I don't know if I'm correct in doing so, because is it really important to maximize the endocrine therapy component when you know that it's HER2 which is really driving the tumor? Anyway, in the adjuvant setting, I think we tend to use the better therapies because we know it's in this situation that we have a chance for cure.